greatest problem in society is old age disease and death. Mm. And the whole Bhagavad Gita is the remedy for this.
If you want to stop this repetition of birth, death, old age and disease, then you must take the way of life spoken by the Buddha. Nobody is in healthy condition. Everything is difficult, but why but? To purchase medicine, to drink the medicine, that is also difficult. But you have to do that. Birth after birth. One birth, suffering, then again die, again another birth, again suffering. But the people are kept in ignorance. They do not know how the soul is transmigrating. I bet from ask them to sit down properly.
Please come in.
Why don't you? Is there any seat proper? ये तो सब घर का है What was going on the topic?
Service to mankind was also to God.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end he also said that Vivekananda used to say that for the housewife, the cooking pot was becoming God. It become God. It become a God.
People applaud it. This is foolishness. They do not know how to act. Just like if you pour water on the tree, then it is accepted that you are pouring water on the tree. But that is not the process. The process is to pour water on the root of the tree. Practically, you can make an experiment. Just like here is a tree, you don't pour water on the root, but pour water on the leaves, then it will dry in due course of time. It will not be effective. But if you pour water on the root, the water will go everywhere. So the whole thing is just like a tree. God is the origin of everything. He is the root. Aham adirhi devala. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Therefore he is the root. So if you pour water in the root, then the water is distributed everywhere. But if you pour water on the leaves, on the twigs, on the fruits, it will take time and it will not be successful. So one who is not in awareness of the laws of nature, they come in this mystery. We can say that pouring water on the leaves is also pouring water on the tree by serving human beings. We can serve the Supreme Lord. But that is not the way. Another example is that if you supply food to the stomach, then the share is partaken by all the parts of the body. But if you supply food to the part of the body, it is not shared by other part of the body. They are opening hospital for men, human beings. But what about the animals? They are also part and parcel of God. They are killing them. But they have no realization of God. God says, sarvajoni su kankaya sambhavanti mukha aham bija padapita. Suppose I have got several sons. If you take care of my one son and you neglect others, I will not be happy. That's it. But if you take care of all my sons, then I will. For a father, there is no such distinction that my particular son should be taken care of and others should be neglected and they should be killed. That is not father's view. So if God is the father of all living entities, if you take simply care of the human being, then what of the others? There are so many fallacies in this argument that taking care of the human being, you are Shiva. There are so many fallacies. Is it not? So you have to put this argument that by serving human society is to serve God. That is not fair. That may be partial, but is not complete.
Yes, Srila
Prabhupada.
You talk about all these things, but you talk once.
I cannot hear.
You talk once about Krishna. You mention once the name of Krishna.
Krishna is the root of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Matta sarvam pravartate. So, he is the root. So we pour water in the root. Just like we have Krishna consciousness. So, because we have Krishna consciousness, does it mean that we are not taking care of the human being? That is automatically coming. But those who are taking care of the human society only, social work, political work, they do not know even what Krishna is missing. That is the difference. And because we are taking of Krishna, we have come to the human society, we are teaching them Krishna consciousness, scriptural knowledge, that is automatically. We are feeding them, giving them prasada. That is included. But those who are opening hospitals for human beings, they are taking the poor animals to the slaughterhouse, maintaining big, big slaughterhouse. That means foolishness. Krishna will not be happy that one son is taken care by opening hospital. And another son will go send him to the slaughter. This is foolishness. Never. God will never be happy. The same example. If the father has got four children, you take care of one of them and others you kill them. Will the father be happy? So that is not the way of making the Supreme Father, God, happy. That is not the way. That is foolish way. Rather, displeasing the Father. That is not a very good philosophy. Why you should make these things? He claimed, Sarvajoni Sukhamsaya Sambhavanti Murti. Tāsāṁ mahajjani brahmā ahaṁa bhīra pradhāṁ mamai vāṁsa jīvot. Every living entity is my part and parcel. Every living entity is begotten by me. I am the father. So how you can make discrimination from one son to another? That is foolishness. You cannot expect by pleasing one son the father will be happy. But if you bring something to the father and pay him of some food, say it is for your sons, then he will be pleased. He will distribute the foodstuff to his son. But if you take care of one of the sons and don't take care of the other son, the father will never be pleased. Believe. That is not the way of pleasing the Father. That is foolishness. You may say that I am taking care of the best son, but to a father, either the best son or the lowest son, the same. Father does not make a difference. Because this is best son, he should be satisfied. And the worst son should be neglected. Father does not. Father would like better that you take care of my worst son first. And And besides that, to take care of the human society, it is also bogus. Nobody can take care. There are so many problems in the human society. How you can take care? But the real problem is, that is for everyone, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. Either he is animal, or human being, or demigod, or a big man, or a small man, a rich man, a poor man, a learned man, foolish man. These problems are there. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. So if you take care of these problems, how to save them, all of them, from these four problems, that is real service. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosani. Otherwise, temporary, I am hungry. Please give me some relief. But that relief is temporary. I become again hungry. And if I come to you twice, thrice, you will be disgusted. Neither you can. There are so many hungry men. But if with a view to solve his all problems of life, janma mrityu jara vyadhi, if you take care of him, that is the best thing.
Srila Prabhupada, also Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, at the end, of one who surrenders unto me, he will be delivered from all material reactions, from birth, all these diseases and death. But we also see that some persons, they are more inclined to surrender than
others. Yes, you should surrender, you should request others to surrender, that is service.
Because of their karma, past activity, that
whatever it may be, one can immediately surrender if he likes. The background has nothing to do. Even the background is sinful. Krishna says, aham tva sarva papebhyo moktasya. I shall save you from the action of sinfulness. There is no consideration of the background. You simply surrender, then it will be solved, everything.
Has anyone got the same ability to surrender? Because
everyone has got. Like I say, surrender. You just, what is, if you disagree, that is another. Otherwise, you can surrender. Where is the danger?
So in the
Jyotir
Bhagavad Gita, just by our personal will, that we can surrender.
Anyone can surrender immediately. There is no difficulty. Now if he does that, then nobody can induce him. Otherwise, if he likes, he can surrender immediately. And he said, voluntary. Krishna does not force. If you would have force, then you would not say you surrender. It is your will. If you like, you surrender. If I say you do this, that is not force. If you like, you can do it. That is your interest. Jate chasi tatha kuruti. Whatever you like, you do. But I give you the right instruction that if you surrender, it will be happy. That is the greatest service. If you teach people how to surrender to Krishna, that is the greatest service. That will solve his all problems. Sadhanam. That's all. Don't surrender, then go on suffering. That is your duty.
You surrender. I've got some doubt.
Huh?
I've got some doubt.
What is that?
We are all children of Lord Krishna.
Huh?
We are all children of Lord Krishna. All the living beings are children of Lord Krishna. In that case, so many thousands and hundreds were killed on the fifth day.
That is created by you. That you may become the sons of one father, but every one of you has got different tendencies.
Why can't you save our...
Just try to understand that we are all sons of Krishna, that's nice. No, there is another
one. Silver.
Who go?
Silver.
All right. The father has got five sons. Some of them are very learned, some of them fools. Why? Does the father like that some of my sons should be rascals and others should be very nice? Does the father like it? And why it becomes? Upajanma, parajanma, that will say, constant. But these varieties are there. So, how you can take it? Cause may be different. I have seen, I was in Allahabad, one big barrister's son. One became barrister, another became ekkawar. You know ekkawar? Ekka driver. So the father did not like that one of my sons should become a kala and the other son should be like me, very strong. But I can say that. And there are many instances. The father does not want that my son should be better and easier. But sometimes they become by their own activity. That independence everyone has. That is not father's creation. Your point was, why God has created like that? That is foolishness. God says that you surrender, but you do not surrender. That is your foolishness.
Satyam
must be
punished.
Huh? Naturally, suppose if there is some infectious disease, the doctors say, don't go there. If you go there, you will be infected, you will suffer. How the doctor can protect you? Doctor's duty is to warn you not to go to that area, it is now infected with smallpox. But in spite of doctor's instruction, if you go there and if you infect the disease and suffer, then it is your fault. And the man is hanged by the judgment of the court, do you think that the High Court judge is inimical to that person? He is giving judgment to other person that this man must take 1 lakh rupees from that person. And next judgment, this man must be hanged. Does it mean the High Court judge is partial? He is simply giving judgment on the merit of the particular case. So there is no argument that why God has created so many varieties. God has not created. You have created. Man is the architect of his own fortune. Fortune and misfortune, you have created. So you have to suffer or so-called enjoy. There is no enjoyment here. It is simply suffering. But because you are under Maya, you are thinking suffering as enjoyment. Just like a hog is eating stool, other man is becoming very among us, what nasty food is. But he is enjoying. He is thinking I am enjoying the best food. I have seen in aeroplane one Indian gentleman, he was eating the intestine of the hog. So it was horrible for me, but he was eating the Indian. So in this way, the world is going on. One man's food is another man's poison. Similarly, we are creating our next birth according to our desire. Karanam gunasangayasya sadasat jambajuntu. According to the infection of the different modes of material nature, we are creating good or bad body next life. The laws of nature is unknown to the foolish society. They are thinking this life is healthy, misled. They do not know the aim of life. That is the aim. Andhajathan bhir puniyamana. One blind leader is leading other blind men. This is very nice. And when you present the real solution, they say it is brainwashed. Now, against our movement, there is propaganda in the US charging that we are brainwashed. You can come here. Aage badhiye, aage. It is folly to be wise, right? Ignorance is bliss. This is our position. When you speak all these things, they say it is brainwashing movement. Actually, it is brainwashing movement because we are dissipating all kinds of misunderstandings, values of life. Ketu dhatmana mahajanam. It is not brainwashing, it is heartwashing. Our heart is stacked with so many dirty things. So we are trying to wash it. Cheto dharpana mahajanam. Mamo mahadavadini nirvapanam. That is our mantra. We are trying to cleanse the heart so that he can understand himself. One can understand his real position and then do the needful and life becomes successful. Soul is within the heart. And the soul goes away you cannot explain what happened, you say heart failure. Why the heart failure? The nerves and the bones and the muscles and the blood, everything is there. And still they will say that we stop heart failure. So, just like machine is running, but somehow or other stop. But you do not know what is the cause of stop. The cause is that the heart, when it goes ahead, then the machine stops.
God is
presenting the soul. Yes. God is along with you. Ishvara Sarvabhutana, Nirdesha, Arjuna, Krishna. He is there.
Karma also and
current
now. Now it is possible.
Mm-hmm.
Karma
kanda
is do karma,
perform
karma.
Karma is just like we are splitting so many people to surrender to Krishna.
Yes.
But they will not do. Do you think our this instruction that you surrender to Krishna is taken by everyone? Do you think? Suppose you are all here, we are preaching the same thing, the surrender to Krishna. But these boys, they have surrendered, but you have not surrendered.
But in karma kala, you say that you give...
First of all, try to understand, it is, free will is there. If you don't surrender, then Krishna says, niyata kuru karma tam, karma jaya jatarma. Instead of sitting idly, better you do your prescribed duty. The prescribed duty is chātutvarnam maya system guna karma vibhāra. According to guna and karma, there are four divisions. So if you are in the first class division as brahmana, you do the brahmana's work. If you are a kshatriya, do the kshatriya's niyata kuru karma, what is your destiny. Do that nicely. Don't be idle. That is Krishna. But if you are intelligent, then Krishna says, sarva-dharmān purityajyamāna. But if you are foolish, then you would be engaged in your prescribed duty. And if you are intelligent, then you give up everything, simply surrender. That depends on you. If you are intelligent, you surrender. If you are not intelligent, be engaged in your karma. Krishna is giving all facilities. Now it is up to you to make the selection. But he says, niyata kuruka, find out this verse. Niyata kuruka maktam, karma jayo jhakarma na. Sarira jatra apite na prasiddhe jhakarma na. Yes, yes.
Perform your prescribed duty. So action is better than inaction.
But if you have no prescribed duties, then you are animal. Just like monkey. What is his duty? He's jumping, simply. And creating havoc. Monkey is very busy. Wherever you sit down, you very busy. But what is the meaning of his busyness? Simply creating disturbance. Therefore it is said, niyata kuru karma. Act on your prescribed duties. Don't act like a monkey. That is better. What is that?
For action is better than action. A man cannot even maintain his physical body without work.
Purport.
There are many pseudo-meditators who misrepresent themselves as belonging to high parentage, and great professional men who falsely pose that they have sacrificed everything for the sake of advancement in spiritual life. Lord Krishna did not want Arjuna to become a pretender, but that he perform his prescribed duties as set forth the Kshatriyas. Arjuna was a householder and a military general, and therefore it was better for him to remain as such and perform his religious duties as prescribed to the householder Kshatriya. Such activities gradually cleanse the heart of the mind man and free him from material contamination. So-called renunciation for the purpose of maintenance is never approved by the Lord, nor by any religious scripture. After all, one has to maintain one's body and soul together by some work. Work should not be given up capriciously without purification of materialistic propensities. Anyone who is in the material world is certainly possessed of the impure propensity for lording over material nature, or, in other words, for sense gratification. Such polluted propensities have to be cleared. Without doing so, through prescribed duties, one should never attempt to become a so-called transcendentalist, renouncing work and living at the cost of others.
That is giving you gradual process to the highest point. And highest point is to surrender. That is the most confident part of knowledge. Sarva guhyatamam, guhyat guhyataram. Find out this verse, 18th chapter. He has given instruction on karma, yoga, jnana, everything. But the most confidential instruction is this.
Sarva guhyatamam bhuya mune paramam vacha isto shuve vidham yati tato vyakshamati hitam. Translation. Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. The Lord has given Arjuna confidential knowledge of the Supersoul within everyone's heart. And now he is giving the most confidential part of this knowledge. Just surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the end of the 9th chapter, he has said, just always think of me. The same instruction is repeated here to stress the essence of the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. This essence is not understood by a common man, but by one who is actually very dear to Krishna, a pure devotee of Krishna. This is the most important instruction in all Vedic literature. What Krishna is saying in this connection is the most essential part of knowledge, and it should be carried out not only by Arjuna, but by all living entities.
Guhya Tama, most confidential. This is not for all, but for the advanced person and who is in confidence of Krishna. He said, Istoshi me. What is that? Istoshi?
Istoshi me dridham iti.
Huh?
Istoshi me dridham iti. Tato vakshami.
Vridham?
Vridham.
Huh? What is the spelling?
Vridham.
No, no, it's a word, separate word. Ustoshi.
D-R-D-J.
Hitam.
Vridham.
It is not for all. When he is in confidence of Krishna, a pure devotee for him. Not for the ordinary man. Ordinary man is do your escape. they have no prescribed duty. The people of this age are born so fallen. They have no prescribed duty. They are simply engaged like animals, eating, sleeping, sex, defense. Animal is engaged like that, eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. So we are being educated only like animals. We do not know the value of life, how nature is working, how we are changing our body. No education, all over the world. Simply making plans, how to eat, how to sleep, how to enjoy sunset, how to defend, like that. Is animal life. This is not prescribed duty. Prescribed duty is above this. From animal, one has to become Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Atma, Shudra, like that. That is prescribed duty. And simply whole day working for eating, sleeping, mating, that is the business of the hog. Hog is also whole day working for eating, sleeping, and sex, and defense. Therefore, Shastra says, Nayam diho diho ajang viloti, kastan kaman arhate bir bhujangi. You should not live the life of a hog, bir bhujang. Bir bhujang means the stool eater. He is also working day and night. Not his business, very stool, that's all. And as soon as he's strong and well set, without any discrimination. That is hog's life. The human life is not meant for spoiling like hog's life. We have a niyatakuru karma. You should classify yourself among the four divisions, Chatur, Bandhan, Maya, Vishwam, Guna, Karma, Guna. And then your prescribed duties are there. If you want to become a Brahmana, then Sama, Dama, Titi, Khaj, Java, Jnanam, Vijnanam, Asitam, Brahma, Karma, Salam. If you want to be Kshatriya, Teja, what is that? Teja, Sajjan, Vijjam, Yuddheta, Palayanam, Ishara, Bhavanta, Satya, Karma, Salam. If you want to be Vaishya, Kisi, Guru, Savanitam, Vaishya, Karma. And if you want to remain Shudra, Parichat, Jhāta, Kankārjan, Shudra, Karma, Salam. That is prescribed. Classify yourself, either as a Brahmana or as a Kshatriya, Vaishya, by quality. Not by caste or by means, no, actually by qualifications. Then you engage yourself in that duty. That is niyatakma. Otherwise, jumping like monkeys, that is not problem. That is monkey's dance. It has no value. Wasting time. Should not waste time, a single moment. Therefore, Krishna says, Niyata Kuru Karma, come. Karmadhyā, don't waste your time. Krishna says, hear and do. That's why you are now acting family conscious. or country concerns, or society concerns. The dog is also working as dog concerns. Monkey is working, monkey concerns. He's thinking I'm monkey, you are thinking as Indian. He's thinking as American, he's thinking as strong, different concerns. But when you ask Krishna concerns, that is your real life. Now we are working under different concepts. Therefore, varieties. But when you come to Krishna concepts, then it is oneness. That was fine. To act according to the instruction of Krishna. Anukullena Krishna Anusilanam. What Krishna says, you act according to Krishna. You are acting, the communists, they are acting Lenin consciousness. Is it not? Their God is Lenin, as in Moscow. Everywhere Lenin's picture, Lenin's book, and they are worshipping Lenin's tomb. That is Lenin consciousness. Similarly, you become Krishna consciousness.
Those who become Krishna conscious, they will see Krishna.
Yes, otherwise where is consciousness? If you do not think of Krishna. Just like these boys, they are always thinking of Krishna. Either chanting, or reading book, or selling book, or writing book, preaching Krishna, 24 hours, taking Krishna for dialogue. Taking rest for walking in Krishna consciousness. Everything. Chanting always, praying. This is Krishna. They are not at this level. Supreme Spirit, and if you remain Krishna conscious, then you should be very spiritual.
Samadhi, you have seen Krishna. You have seen Krishna.
What do you think? We are all rascals, blindly following. Do you think like that? Then why am I not saying? Why do you ask this? If we are acting for Krishna, do you mean to say that we are following blindly? Do you think like that? What is your opinion? If we have not seen Krishna, then how we are acting for Krishna? What is your idea? We are all fools. But without seeing the Master, we are acting. Do you think like that? Why don't you answer? This is foolish question. How one can serve the Master without seeing the Master? Is it a fact that without seeing the Master one is serving? time, find out this word. Sabbatta Guruman question. Mahita Sadbhana question, like that. Guruman question. जो मान पसंति सर्वत जो मान पसंति सर्वत
जो मान पसंति सर्वत्र सर्वं च मयि पश्यति तस्यहं न प्रणश्यामि स च मे न प्रणश्यति. One who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. A person in Krishna consciousness certainly sees Lord Krishna everywhere, and he sees everything in Krishna. Such a person may appear to see all separate manifestations of the material nature, but in each and every instance he is conscious of Krishna, knowing that everything is the manifestation of Krishna's energy. Nothing can exist without Krishna, and Krishna is the Lord of everything. This is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is the development of love of Krishna, position transcendental even to material liberation. It is a stage beyond self-realization at which the devotee becomes one with Krishna in the sense that Krishna becomes everything for the devotee and the devotee becomes full in love in Krishna. An intimate relationship between the Lord and the devotee then exists. In that stage, the living entity attains his immortality. Nor is the personality of Godhead ever out of sight of the devotee. To merge in Krishna is spiritual annihilation. A devotee takes no such course. It is stated in the Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Galochanina Santa Sadaiva Rivashu Vilokaranti.
Santa Sadaiva Rivashu Viloka. He sees every moment.
Yam Shama Sundaram Vachinta Gunasarupam
Govindamani.
I worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee, whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Shamasundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. At this stage, Lord Krishna never disappears from the sight of the devotee, nor does the devotee ever lose sight of the Lord. In the case of a yogi who sees the Lord as Paramatma within the heart, the same applies. Such a yogi turns into a pure devotee who cannot bear to live for a moment without seeing the Lord within himself.
He was seeing also Krishna, but because we have no love, therefore we cannot appreciate how we are seeing. If you love some person, you keep his photograph on the breast. Is it not? So you are seeing Krishna in the temple, but because you have no love, you think that I am not seeing. That is the way. They are seeing Krishna. Otherwise, why they have sacrificed everything for worshipping Krishna, for dressing Krishna, for feeding Krishna? They are seeing Krishna. They are not wasting their time. But you have no love for Krishna, even thinking that they are not seeing Krishna, they are worshipping an idol. That is the difference. One who loves somebody, he keeps his picture on it. And then he throws it. Same picture. the description of love. Therefore it is said, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vivotane, Santa Savai Vandu. One has developed that love and bhakti, he can see Krishna at every moment. Otherwise, it's not possible. And because you cannot see, you ask them also, can you see? But the seeing process is different. We do not know the process, therefore we are thinking that Krishna cannot be seen. But one who knows the process, he sees everyone. Is it clear? You learn the process, you will see Krishna every moment. So this word is used, Premanjana Churi, by the one high ornament of love. You have to smear your eyes, then you will see. Naham prakāsa sarvasya yoga māyā samāpnitaḥ. Find out this man. Yoga māyā samāpnitaḥ. When one's eyes is covered by the yoga māyā, he cannot see.
Naham prakāsa sarvasya yoga māyā samāpnitaḥ. Mudhavyam nabhi janati lokamam ajam ajayam.
Muramang na abhijana. Those are rascals, they cannot see. Muramam na abhijana. So one has to become intelligent. Have to see. Sahiba is not authority.
Mm-hmm.
Then why you go to do and not prepared to hear his voice?
Kindly clear up my doubt. All that miracles only just to increase confidence among the masses in God.
Magic is magic. That is another. That is not knowledge.
Suppose if I want to propagate Krishna consciousness among the great masses,
then we have to push on Krishna consciousness according to the direction of Krishna, not by the ways and means by Sai Baba. That is foolishness.
Can I attain such magical powers?
So why? What is the use? We are not using any magical power.
To convince the people.
Why this foolishness?
Otherwise,
you never
not
ask my disciples, I have never shown any magic. Why?
Cheap business.
That is cheating business. That is not required. It is meant for the foolish man.
Suri Bhagavantam, he was convinced by him that because of his magical powers.
Who?
Suri Bhagavantam is a scientist. He was convinced by him just because of his magical powers. Otherwise, he could not influence me. When one of my friends who was sitting there, he told me, he won't come this side, he said. I said, I will make him to come this side.
These are words. He has been challenged also by a group of educated men. So, there are some fools as well.
I have
got
belief in
God.
I have got belief in God. And so, Narendra, one of my friends, was sitting by my side. No, if I sit there only, he will go that way. I want to see him, he said.
Do you accept Sai Baba as God?
No, not at all.
Then why do you speak of this? That's
not even greater than me. I don't think like that. He is also a human being like me.
In the Bhagavatam it is said that Jitendriyasya Yuktasya Udhatshwasasya Yoginaha Vahi Dharayana Chita Upadishu Siddhaya. So whatever consequences of God in that Siddhi Siddhi desires.
That's all. Siddha Shakti is God.
No, in the Bhagavatam it is
not real Shakti.
Siddhaya, this
But we could not prove his siddhi before Kanchi Kamakoti Pitadhipati. If it is real siddhi, he could have showed all his powers even before Kanchi Kamakoti Pitadhipati. And when he vanished, all...
Go to the standard of knowledge. Bhagavad Gita is accepted by the acharyas, Ramadhanacharya, Ramanucharya, Vishnu Swami, Lord Chaitanya. So take that standard. Why do you go to the rascals and fools? Unless you are rascal and fool, you cannot go to the rascals. Why? If you want to know God, take the standard knowledge, which is accepted as acharyupasanam. You take the knowledge through the acharya. Why is from a rascal? That is not knowledge. Krishna recommends how to take the knowledge. Amaritam madam mittam mahinsa khanti rajam acharyupasanam. Worship the acharya. The vijnanartham sadhumi vajyate. This is it.
Amanitam adambitam.
This is the process of knowledge. Amanitam adambitam ahimsa khantiyaya acharya upasana. Acharya mang vijanya. If you go to acharya, then you know the knowledge. What is this? Go to a magician. That's it. Magician is other. There are so many magicians. One should go for God to be a magician. The acharya path. Go to acharya. That is it. Why should you go to a magician? That is your fault. You go to the wrong person, and you are cheated, because you want to be cheated. You want to see magic, you don't want to see God. God is personally speaking, accepted God, not that by magical. And who can show greater magic than Krishna? Krishna, when he was 7 years old, he lifted the golden hill. Can this rascal do that? Who can be greater magician than Krishna? So he said, go to the greatest magician. He said, go to the teeny magician. That is our misfortune. If you want to see magic, see the magic, what Krishna has done. This is our misfortune. That we go to a wrong person and miss life. You want magician? See, Krishna, how great magician he is. He married 16,000 wives. Is there any instance in the history of the world that one has 16,000 wives? And maintaining each of them, and he expanded himself to 16,000 husbands. Not that one wife is waiting when 16,000, after 16,000 nights you come here. No, he's present every year. That is magic. Narada was surprised how Krishna is maintaining 16,000 wives. God, and each and every home, 16,000 establishment, and Krishna is present everywhere. This is magic. Why don't you see? Krishna's magic. Why you are so much allured by a teeny magician? That is your mistake. Poor heart poor magic. See, real magic. You want to see magic, see the Krishna's magic. Old, the Putana came to kill the child by poisoning, but she was killed. Now in this way, from the very beginning of Krishna's appearance, he is killing so many demons. So why don't you see this magic? You want to see magic, see Krishna magic. By the poor magic. Krishna says, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. I am the proprietor of all the lokas. And each loka, suppose this loka, has three planets, there are hundreds of gold mines. Why you are captivated with the chatak of gold? Why don't you be captivated by the person who has millions of gold mines by which? So we are poor, therefore we are captivated by poor magician. If we are intelligent, then we should be captivated by Krishna's magic. That is intelligent. But we are poor, we are captivated by poor magician. Don't be poor. Murha Narima, Narjanati, Mahave Bhaparamabha. Don't remain murhas. Try to understand Krishna. Then your life will be successful. That is Krishna. Janma Karmansa Dibbam, may you jana to Tattva. Anyone who understands Krishna's activities, then he becomes liberated. Sattadiham punarjanvanai mami. Why don't you use your valuable time to understand Krishna? Why you are captured by the poor rascal magician? That means you are unfortunate. If you become captivated by a teeny magician, that means you are unfortunate. Captivated by the magic Krishna has sung. That is it.
Still, before going home, still the devotee becomes deceived.
who is dying just like the ordinary
man. It is an argument like this, that you have gone to a physician for curing your disease, why you are not cured? It is nonsense, doctor. It will take some time to cure. You mean to say, as soon as you go to the physician, you become cured? Do you think? Why don't you answer like that? A foolish man himself say like that, that you have taken to Krishna consciousness, why you are not suffering? Yes, suffering will be. Don't be after the Jainihi, Namai, Vastan, Tanasya. The assurance is there. You take the treatment. Why do you expect immediately go to the physician? A father gets the daughter married, expecting a child. Does it mean as soon as he married her, immediately child? And if you ask her, how she is married, there is no child. There is a rascal. He must wait. Now she is married, it is sure she will have child. That's a fact. But if the rascal wants, now my daughter is married, there is no child. What is this? This custom is like that. That you have come to Krishna consciousness, why you are suffering? You cannot answer this.
Yes. Also, you give the example of the cat catching up the mouse of the cat.
That is another thing. But first thing is that why do you want immediately effect? That is foolishness. The effect will be there. Therefore, it is called dhaijya. Kusha dhaijya. Dhaijya means patience. You have gone acting with patience, the result will be nishtha, the result will be there. These things are required. Kusha dhaijya nishtaya tattva karma purushanat tato vitte sadhu sange sarabhi bhakti prasiddha. Why you feel like a foolish person? And now I come to Krishna consciousness, I have become immediate. Everything, give up. Why do you think like that? The same example. The girl is married, now I am sure she will have child. What? Nishchaya. When there is husband and wife, there will be child. There is no doubt about it. But what? Why do you expect immediate child on the day of marriage? This is foolishness. So you should answer this question. You cannot expect me that we are on the path. We have just entered. One enters into this school, does it mean in 1 year or 6 months he becomes a man? Say to it. But he has entered the school, there is expectation of his passing him in damnation. But one who has not entered his school lottering in the street, yes, no. He is hopeless. But this man has hope. What? The same example. If one girl is not married, then where is the question of child? That is thing has to wait. Therefore it says, Usaha Dhaijya. One should have proper enthusiasm and patience. That is all. How one foolishly expects the result immediately. You sow the seed, water it, it grows, then it becomes big tree, then it improves, then you move. Immediately. You cannot expect the immediately of God. As soon as you get the seed, you have got the thing, undoubtedly. But you must give time the seed to fructify. That requires.
What exists between Gokula and the Punarayana Krishna?
There is a planet which is full of cows, Gokula. That's it. Surabhi Ravipalayantam. Tintamani Prakara Sarmasu Kalpa Vekkara Kabhatesu Surabhi Ravipalayantam. Krishna is engaged there in tending cows, Surabhi cows. That is Gokula. That planet is full of cows.
What I mean to say is, what exists between any two abodes of the planetary expansion?
What exists?
In between the planets of
the two expansion. Abodes of the planetary expansion of Krishna. What exists?
Plenary. Yes, Krishna is expanding millions and millions forms. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupa Adhyan Purana Purusam Navajovane. That is Krishna. Vishara Sarubhutana Middesha Arjuna Dishtha. He is expanded and he is living in your heart, my heart, and heart, everyone's heart. These are expansions. Paramatma.
So, this point is, what exists between the planets?
What is the intervening medium?
He is the student of electronics.
No. Do you not know the outer space? Outer space?
Yes, in outer space.
Space is there, there is this planet, sun planet. There is space, different. Do you not know this?
I mean to say there is no space between
them. I mean to say, and you mean to say also. Do not know there is space defined between one planet and another.
That means it is bounded by space.
So whatever it may be, there is difference. Just like you are existing, I am existing. There is space. So what is the difficulty?
No, but actually it is beyond space and time. It's always
where it's
yeah.
Spiritual
planets. They are beyond space.
They are beyond time and space.
So what does it mean? What does it mean?
So what is the point?
The point is you can explain in this way that Goloka eva nivasati akhilanubhuta. Krishna is in the Goloka planet, which is far, far away from our planet. But still he is everywhere. That is it. That you cannot imagine. In our material knowledge, you cannot imagine. But that is the fact. Krishna says, Patram Prasvam Phalam Toyam Jumi Bhakta Pradeshati Tadaham Asnami. Anyone offering me in devotion, Patram Prasvam Phalam Toyam, I eat. Now Krishna is living far, far away in the Goloka planet. How you can eat? That is your imagination. But Krishna says, yes, I do. That is Krishna. Although he is far, far away, he is within your heart. That you cannot imagine how it is possible. That is your material knowledge. But you have to accept from the statement of Shastra, that although he is far, far away, within your heart. Annantarasangapar, he is within in the atom also. So that you can imagine. That requires a different knowledge. Vedic knowledge. Your material knowledge will not help you. But you cannot imagine. You have to accept Vedic knowledge. No. What is stated in the Vedas, that you have to accept. Otherwise there is no possibility. Therefore, to understand Krishna and Krishna's activities, you have to learn from Krishna. That is Bhagavad Gita. You cannot manufacture your knowledge. That is not. because you are defective. Your senses are imperfect. So whatever knowledge you get through your senses, that's all imperfect. You cannot get perfect knowledge by your imperfect senses. That is not perfect. Therefore, the basic intention is tad-vijñāna-artham-sā-guru-mīva-vidasye. In order to learn the transcendental science, you have to approach a guru who knows it. Tad-viddhi-panipātena-paripasnena-sevaya-upadakshanti-tad-jñānam-jñānina-tattva-darjana. This is a different phase of knowledge. By your material calculation, it will be difficult. The same thing, Krishna says, asmāna, I eat. So Krishna is far, far away. How does he eat?
Who said?
Who is this there? An imperfect person, that's all.
No, it is the Bhagavatam, that's what I said.
What is that?
That 14 planets exist between the lotus stem is sprouting from the navel of Krishna.
Yes.
But there are many planets, millions of planets, many solar
systems. Yes.
Only.
Yes. That is all explained there. Jasraika-nishya-sita-kāla-matāvalam-jīvanti-lo-mavila-jā-jagadanda-nātā. Jasraika-nishya-sita-kāla-matāvalam-jā. The Mahavishnu is breathing, and he is breathing innumerable planets at the end, Brahmāndas at the end. Jasraika-nishya-sita-kāla-matāvalam-jā. Jīvanti-lo-mavila-jā-jagadanda-nātā. Jagadanda means universe, and Jagadanda Natha means Brahma. Millions of Brahma are living within the breathing period of mind. So you have to accept this basic knowledge. You cannot compare it with your limited knowledge.
Space.
Yes, space is there.
So is it that it's not the...
Space grows. Brahma. Vyastāt brīhā. Vyastāt. Brahma means the greatest. The space is considered to be the greatest. So, it is not only greatest, but it is expanding more and more. It is becoming greater and greater. Just like some children, they make some foam. Oh, it becomes bigger, bigger, bigger. It is like that. It comes from the breathing period. But as soon as it comes, it becomes bigger, 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 bigger. That is Vihattat, Vrindavatyat, Brahma, the greatest. A small seed, a banyan tree, very small, it becomes bigger, 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 bigger. So big tree, it is, you see, daily. Can you make such seed, you scientists? Can you make? Well, why do you compare your poor knowledge with Krishna? That is your poor fundamental. You are thinking that Krishna may be like me. You can just compare the small banyan tree seed, less than a mustard seed, and it contains such a big tree. Not only big tree, millions of seeds also, containing another millions of big trees. Can you make such seed? Scientists can be made. to tell me, can you prepare that seed? Then what you are sent to see? See Krishna's son. Don't compare yourself with Krishna's son.
One thing, if you say Goloka is infinite, we should be existing within Gokula. How is it that we are without Gokula?
Yes, we are within Krishna, therefore you are within Gokula.
Krishna is within us.
Yes, and Krishna is without. That is Krishna. Antat Bahi. Antat Bahi. Kunti says in her prayer that Krishna, you are Antat Bahi. Still people cannot understand. You are without your existence and within your existence, still they are so rascals, they cannot understand. Antat Bahi. Krishna is without, Krishna is within. That is, they cannot see. That is their misfortune. Annantarasthana Paramanu Tanantara. Krishna is using the Paramanu, atom. Can you find out Krishna? He said, Ishara Sarvabhutanam, he is using your heart. Can you find out? Then what is your sign? It is already indicated that he is here. Why not? How you can find out the dimension of the soul is given? 1/10,000 part of the upper portion of the hair. The tip of the hair is divided into 10,000 parts. And that one part is the dimension of the soul. How can you find that? Isagra-sadohagasya-sadodhākulpita-jīva-bhāgu-sabhijjīva. Everything is this. Now you find out the measurement. You cannot find out measurement of the tip of the hair. And you have to divide into 10,000 parts. Then the measurement of the soul will come. How can you do it? They are describing this also.